Originally, I'm from Kosovo. Came here in early 90s as an au pair. Because of the Serbian regime at the time, schools got closed at university. I was a medical student then. And I was becoming a bit bored. So I found out that I can come to UK and be an au pair. So I signed up. This was 1992. Had to travel through Serbia, leave ex-Yugoslavia, then through Belgrade, which was really scary, especially for my parents to let me travel all night by bus to get to the airport. Came here with the aim to learn English for a few months. And then a few months later, the war started in northern former Yugoslavia in Bosnia. And then my parents requested for me not to go back because it was becoming more clear that the war will move on to Kosovo. So I stayed over. A few months later, my brother and my sister joined me. And I remained in UK for about 5 years as an asylum seeker. So we hadn't seen our parents. I started studying. So I got into pharmaceutical chemistry. In 1999, I graduated. During that period, I volunteered to help the Refugee Council. There was a project in Leeds. I was bilingual volunteer. I could speak English and Albanian at the same time. Quickly, I got employed by them. That was my first job. During this period, or just before I got employed by the Refugee Council, my family went into hiding and we lost contact because there was no mobile phones or anything. So it was almost 3 months. I didn't know anything about my parents or my sister. We had people calling in, giving us different stories, terrible stories. I've seen your dad being taken by the police. I've seen your mom. And my decision to go and volunteer for Refugee Council was mostly because of the pain that I was experiencing, the trauma, thinking that, you know, constantly imagining what was happening to my family. Luckily, a few weeks after I started working, I hear news that my parents came back home. They were hiding in a basement somewhere in middle of Kosovo. And they were okay. Everything was fine. The period while I was there, I think it taught me a lot about life. Even though I did pharmaceutical chemistry in my bachelor's studies, I pursued immediately community work, social work. And ever since then, I've been helping vulnerable people. My passion is mental health. At the moment, I'm a practitioner on public health. I advocate a lot for human rights, especially against domestic violence and the impact that it has on mental health.
What does the word home mean to you?
Sanctuary.
What do you think about the word refugee?
It's power, integrity, a lot of culture, beautiful music, loads of love,